Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, hour number 3, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, you know, we could sit here and talk all day, all night about how complicated other banking institutions make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could just talk about how great Discover is and how they make it easy for you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. And speaking of amazing, Ephraim, at the bottom of the hour, we have got Kenny Anderson, former NBA All-Star.
Okay.
Now the men's basketball coach at Fisk University, HBCU, in Tennessee. And Kenny is one of the best point guards ever to come out of New York City. And Kevin Durant produced this film, NYC Point Gods, and Kenny is a big part of it, so we'll talk to him about that. But I'm looking forward to it. Kenny Anderson was one of my favorite college players, like, ever. He was phenomenal, and I actually thought he was going to be, like, the next Isaiah Thomas. Had a really good pro career, not a legendary one like Isaiah Thomas. But it'll be good to talk with him, Kenny Anderson. Chibs, his nickname. Well, he'll join us. Let's get back to the NBA, speaking of basketball. And a lot of talk now about Kyrie Irving because, you know, the Lakers, your team, they're trying to get him. I don't think they will. I think he's going to play in Brooklyn this year. I think he's going to ball out. He's got no choice. I think he knows that. And he's going to bring his A game, and that bodes well for the Nets. But there was an interesting conversation between Taylor Rooks, the fantastic reporter who covers the NBA, and Jason Tatum I believe it was on her podcast, I guess. But they were talking about Kyrie and Damian Lillard. Here's the conversation.
Is Kyrie Irving a superstar?
Yes, Kyrie is.
So, okay.
Do you want me to say what I think about you?
I agree.
Okay.
Is Damian Lillard a superstar?
I think that Damian has all of the superstar qualities, but it's hard to put him in it in this moment because of he just like needs a little more. But obviously, like he has that in him.
Needs a little more.
I mean, he's got to win. He's got to get there. Like that. It, to me, that's some of it.
So championships matter.
All right, I'm gonna let you tackle this.
Okay,
because you look baffled.
Yeah, because that's ridiculous. So that means Ja Morant is not a superstar.
Because Dame right. has by, gone by, further. James by, gone as
by,
far as him.
By her.
Or further, I should say.
Right, by her own, you know, rules and admission of what a superstar is.
Right.
Someone like Ja Morant.
Steve Nash was never a superstar.
Right? Like, so I don't know if she... I mean, I don't know what her criteria is for being a superstar. Is it winning championships? Because that's not what a superstar is.
Right.
Right? Charles Barkley was a superstar. He never won a championship.
How would you define superstar?
I would define...
It's on play, right?
I would define superstar as box office. Right? I'm showing up and I'm showing out. That's a superstar.
You're a great individual. You're beyond great.
That's a superstar.
You're a phenomenal individual player.
Like, that guy right there, he's got it.
And I will say that I think you're a phenomenal individual player, and you do have team success. Now, you might not win a championship, but you know, because of you, your team is really good.
A superstar is marketable.
Well, yeah,
but I think
some guys that aren't superstars are marketable. I'm gonna say that I would not call Kyrie a superstar.
Me either.
I think Kyrie is a celebrity, and I'm gonna go further. And that you might not agree with this part. I think Kyrie, because generally we would put legend above superstar, I think in most cases.
Oh, legend
right?
definitely goes above superstar.
Okay.
Definitely.
But I will say this. I do think Kyrie Irving is going to be like a legend. He's got some work to do. Well, but I think, and maybe I'm confusing a legend with iconic, because people are going to remember Kyrie Irving because I think by many people, if not most people's estimation, he's the best ball handler ever. You're hearing more and more people say he's the most skilled either point guard or player ever. I think player is going too far. Point guard, you know, you want to argue skill, whatever. But because of his skill set, his package, even though he hasn't delivered on it for the most part, I shouldn't say for the most part, even though he's not quite the player he could be because of his off the court.
The other stuff.
Thing. Yeah, the other stuff. Right. But Kyrie, like, I'm going to compare him to this. I think, and I would say Dame, I don't think either one right now is a superstar. But I do think if you're going to rank their careers, I think you have to rank Dame's ahead of Kyrie's. Now, is Kyrie a better ball handler? Yes. Is Kyrie, the shooting is close. They're both clutch. You can argue Kyrie's got better skills. I actually think he probably does. But who's had the better career? Damian Lillard. And I'm going to compare Kyrie to this, Ephraim. You know how you got some rappers that are just dope.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Cannabis?
Yeah.
Cannabis?
Yes.
Yes. Cannabis was dope, period, right? But he didn't make, for the most part, great songs.
Right.
So yes. he doesn't go down as like, oh, that's, yeah, in the streets, you know, cats talking about just skills, all that. Oh, yeah, can't remember that cat Cannabis? He was crazy.
Can I Bust?
Jay Electronica, right? You might say the same thing about him. Big L.
Big L
got killed. Big L was ridiculous. Oh,
man.
My gosh. He got killed, so Brooklyn his was kind up. Of a different. But, yeah, oh, Big L was ridiculous. And I would even say, now he's made some great songs, obviously, but Jadakiss, right? If you're just talking about skills, like, people going to say Jada.
Very few.
Right?
Very few could top him. His delivery, his flow, his vernacular.
Yes, he's crazy. But can you rank him? There are many MCs you probably would rank ahead of him just because they made more hits and better just songs, even though he's a better lyricist than MC. And that's how I kind of look at Kyrie. Like, if you want to say street ball, who had more skills, who had the better package, Kyrie or Lillard, I can see you going with Kyrie. But who had the better career?
Who do you trust?
Right. I mean, it's period. You got to go with Damian Lillard has had his own team for a decade.
Yep.
And they have been
alone.
Very good. Alone. And they haven't won a championship, but they have gotten to the conference finals. Mm-hmm. They're generally a second round playoff team, and he's done that. Kyrie's not shown that he could do that. Kyrie won with LeBron, and
nor
has
he wanted to do it. Not even
no,
like,
right.
It just seems like he could care less.
When he's at his own team, it's been a disaster. You know, and so that's how I kind of see Kyrie.
Yeah, you know, you could be a superstar and, like, you don't have to be a leader. You could be a superstar, right? You could be a...
Durant, not a leader.
Kevin Durant's a superstar.
Right.
You know what I mean? But is he, is he a leader of a team? No. Like, we got to start handing out roses to everybody. Got a good crossover. You can shoot off the back foot. Right? Everybody the greatest. You are,
right.
How many? We've greatest scorer of all time. Remember that James Harden's greatest scorer I've ever seen?
You're right about that.
I'm like, come on,
Harden,
bro.
KD.
Come on,
right.
Man. People don't remember how Michael Jordan dismantled people.
Right.
You want to talk about the greatest scorer of all times. All right?
It was him.
This man dismantled entire teams. When you can literally put both of both of your hands on a ball handler.
Right.
You can sit your forearm in their hip. Right? So when you want to talk about scores above the rim, like, people have confused the three-point shot with, ooh, right? Like, oh, he shoots threes. He's got to be the greatest scorer of all. That step back three, it's got to be the greatest of all time.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not. And we had the opportunity to live through an era where we got to see these players.
Right.
Right? The Jordans, the Kobes. Right, we get to see the LeBrons. LeBron James was almost the Finals MVP on the losing team.
Right.
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 So when you don't fall for the okie doke, look at his handle. He can dribble around anybody. Ooh, look, ha ha. Show up to the game, brother. Please, like, and I get it. And it's like we're just talking about the skills, but it's hard to separate them.
Allen Iverson was a superstar.
Come on, a super duper star.
An icon.
Come on now. Right?
Do you agree that Kyrie,
one of the greatest scorers? Man, please.
Do you agree that Kyrie may go down as whether legend, icon, whatever? Because people already talking about Kyrie in these hallowed terms. And I'm with you on not a superstar. I think Kyrie's been about 70% of the player he could be.
His friends are talking about him like that.
Well, Andre Iguodala has said he's a top 20 player of all time.
His contemporaries. I'm talking about his contemporaries.
Chauncey Billups, though, said he's the most skilled player point guard.
Because they
ever.
See it from a different – what we're seeing is they've been in the gym with him, right? They've been in the summer.
But you see it.
I understand.
You see the handle.
But the problem
you see the package.
Is, the way we're comparing it is, we need to see it. Kobe played for 20 years. You got to see it every year. Right? Through pain, injury, anything. We get to, LeBron's going on year 100. You get to see it. You get what I'm saying? That's like asking me, is Anthony Davis a superstar? We don't get to see it enough. When he's healthy, no one in basketball can guard him. But Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
No one in he can do Laker anything. Fan. But even before that, people don't remember a few years ago when he was in New Orleans, he started the season off 50 ball, 48 ball, 52 ball, nice, 39 right? ball, all was 12 and
he
9.
He don't seem like that guy anymore.
But I'm saying
and even
like,
that was
when he's healthy,
right.
he's unguardable. There's nothing you can do to stop him.
But here's what I would say. And again, I'm in agreement Kyrie nor Dame is a superstar at this point. But Kyrie, because of his unique ability, and I get the whole, you're right, off the court, not showing up, just not playing enough, being hurt, whatever you want to call it. But people are going to talk about him for decades. Would you agree with that? Like they're gonna
of
be
of course
when he's done.
I mean, he's got Uncle
like,
Drew movies. He's got Uncle Drew movies, of course.
Well, I'll just mean because of the movie. there's a lot of reasons people are gonna talk about him, but they're gonna be talking about that handle, his finishing ability, his moves. But I think she was wrong. You have to put Dame ahead of Kyrie. I just think.
Look, man, Kyrie is a tremendous player. Imagine if we could have gotten to see Kyrie Irving play basketball consistently.
Right.
Imagine the conversation we'd be having right now.
Oh, like I said, 70% of the player he could be. 70, 75%.
So. I would agree with that. I would agree with that percentage.
He got time.
He's got
time. We'll see if he can, right, if he can.
He got to lock in, though, man.
He definitely has to.
He told us. That basketball wasn't that important to him. These are his words, not mine.
Right.
Right? I'm going to do what's best for me. Basketball is only this much of my life. Right? I'm going to worry about this part and not this part.
Right.
He told that to us. So we're going to believe him.
Nah, you're right. And here's the thing we know. I think we know. Kyrie is going to ball out this year, right? Because he's got to.
It's a contract year.
But here's the thing. Even if he balls out, if I'm an opposing team or, heck, if I'm the Nets, I still got question marks.
Yeah.
Not quite as many, but I'm still like.
Unless we win a championship or go to the finals, I'm not. No.
It's still a lot. Yeah, it's still going to be people like, well, once he gets the bag, is he going to go back to his old ways? So we'll see. But let's throw it out. You guys, I know you've been waiting. We haven't taken calls all night, but now is your time to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Kyrie Irving a superstar or not? I went legend icon. Not superstar, though. But y'all know what I'm saying. I think I explained myself. But it's your turn to weigh in. Is Kyrie a superstar? And you can weigh in on Dame as well. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us.
Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Ephraim, and we're brought to you by AutoZone, where they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Your turn to weigh in on Kyrie Irving. Is he a superstar? You can tell us what you think about Damian Lillard as well in comparison to Kyrie. 877-996-6369.
We got Terrell in Virginia Beach. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love y'all's show. Kyrie is iconic. Kyrie is box office. Kyrie is, in my opinion, top five, definitely top 10. The year
top
Cleveland
five,
won.
What does that mean? Top five what?
Of all time or of point guard?
Well, current NBA players. That's
He's
my
He's a top
opinion.
Five player right now?
Please name
He's
your top
a
five.
He's a top five.
When healthy
player.
Or not? How?
That's impossible.
I mean, really, how?
Now, impossible.
I love Kyrie too, but how?
The year Cleveland won the championship.
First of all, that was 6 years ago.
I remember a game on the road. He scored 61 points against San Antonio on the road.
That makes him one of the best five players in the league now?
Now, today.
How about this? He's definitely one of the five players that I'm going to turn my TV on to watch.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But that doesn't mean he's the best.
He's box office.
I think Ephraim would agree. He's box office, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. When we can see him.
Right. Now, come on. Top five. Look, the biggest Kyrie fan ain't saying he's top five.
So he means he's better than Steph, Giannis, the Joker, Luka, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, LeBron. Yeah. Right, like that. He just put Kyrie in front of all of those players.
Embiid, I don't know if you said.
Yeah, Embiid. I said Embiid. Yeah.
Nah, you're right.
I mean, look, I love the call. Well, we gonna move on. We got Nick in South Carolina. You only got a couple. What you got,
Nick?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What up?
What's up?
I appreciate y'all for taking my call, man. I'm gonna have to disagree with y'all on that one, man. I think Kyrie Irving is definitely a superstar. He might not be on the LeBron level and the Giannis level of superstar,
but he isn't.
He's not, but I feel like definitely he's on that tier.
Let me ask you, how many superstars are in the league then?
I'd say it's about a good 10 to 15.
Oh wow, so he's a top 10 player.
Top 50. I'm gonna give him.
Like
I'm
if you were gonna tell me there's 20-ish superstars, okay. You got a big broader definition. I say okay, if you want to go there. Well, I get it. He's a icon,
right?
Because of his way he plays, but I just superstar. I'm not gonna give him that yet.
I'm putting him as a tier two superstar. I'm gonna put him as a tier two. He can get to that tier one with LeBron, the Giannis. I think he's on that Jason Tatum.
He got the ability, but he just got to make better songs. How about that? Better records.
We haven't seen it consistent. Though. Like at any point.
Right.
We haven't seen
right
it.
Right now,
any. We didn't see it before
Kyrie
LeBron.
Got on a mixtape and was dope.
Yeah.
And smashed it.
Yeah.
Kyrie got on LeBron's mixtape and stole the show. We can give him that.
Right.
But that don't make you a Grammy Award winning artist. That's my point.
That's a good point. That's a great
point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
That's a great point.
He was on the mixtape. Oh, my God. This dude is crazy.
Yep. That's a great point.
But his own album really, dang.
We got Sam in Indiana. You on the iCouple. What you got?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the show.
Yep. Thank you.
I had a question to ask you guys after I answer about Kyrie. Kyrie reminds me of he's wasting his talent. And it's not like you have a player that injures himself. You think about what could have he been. But he's self-destructing himself. He has the full potential to be a superstar and could possibly be a legend if he would live up to it.
I agree. I've said before, I think, if he continues on this path, I would imagine in 10 years, he's going to look back and be like, man. Right?
Or maybe he don't care.
I think he's already going to be a Hall of Famer.
But
would you agree with that, Ephraim?
Currently?
He's hit one of the biggest shots ever. His numbers are great. He's been a seven-time
NBA
All-Star.
Hall of Fame is different. Yeah.
I hear the hesitation.
I'm like, man, but, I need more though, right? I do need more.
I mean, he has already. I think he's accomplished a ton, but it's just that he could be so much better, and we all see it. I think that's what it is, and I do think if the call is right, he will look back and be like, if he doesn't turn it around, man, as great as I was, I could have been so much better. Because at this point, nobody's putting Kyrie like in the top. I don't think you're putting him in the top 10 point guards ever. I wouldn't. I think I don't know how you could.
No, man.
But he's got this ability, but he just hasn't delivered it. on consistently. All right, we got, speaking of great point guards, Kenny Anderson coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ephraim Salam's in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Our next guest is a former NBA All-Star, now the men's basketball coach at the HBCU Fisk University, and is featured in the new film, the documentary that's on Showtime right now, NYC Point Gods, and Kevin Durant produced it. Kenny Anderson. Kenny, what is up, brother?
Everything is good, Chris, man. So, you know, I want to, when they said, yo, he wants you on the show, I said, I definitely got to do it for Chris, man. So
that's my,
I'm hanging
my
in
man.
There. Everything
yes.
is great.
Absolutely, yeah. man. Always enjoy talking with you.
Yeah.
And I have not yet seen the documentary, but I can't wait. Tell us about it and, you know, your role in it. Just what it was like being a part of that with all the great point guards from New York City.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, the greatest point guard in our new, you know, I know you go Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, but we got so many guards from New York that it was awesome. Kenny Smith, Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland, Pearl Washington. Those are the guys that I grew up on, that I watched. And then I became special coming out of New York. So
right.
it was just awesome, you know, what it's based on. And I got so many calls in it, and guys like, I didn't make it. I didn't do it. I said, it's just too many of us.
right.
It's just too many. You can't,
dude's been salty,
hour,
huh?
hour and a half show. we from New York, baby. Calm down.
Yeah, it's a good documentary. We're speaking of point guards, we're here talking about Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Where does he rank for you in terms of great point guards, top, you know, superstar? Where does Kyrie fit for you when you're talking about the top guys at that position?
He got to be top three, you know, point guards. Now, his game is exceptional. You know, he won a championship with Cleveland. He went to Duke, played it very well. You know, he has to be top three. He's very special in the game of basketball.
Now, Kenny, you were talking about the great point guards in New York City history.
Yeah.
And I am not, you know, I've taught you a lot over the years when you were in the league.
Yeah.
I ain't just gassing you up. My favorite college player ever probably was Pearl Washington.
Oh,
and
wow.
you were up there, like, probably in my top five. Like, I loved you at Georgia
top
Tech.
Top five in college?
Yeah, top. In my
the
college,
best,
my
man.
Top,
I'm
my
the
top
best.
Five college
you
players.
You
I was the
ever.
Best.
There you go, Kenny.
You can't
right.
in
Yo,
college.
I loved you
I was
in
the
college.
Best.
I mean, real, that's fine. Yeah, because real talk, you was my man. I was all,
yeah,
like, I
yeah,
loved
nah.
you. And
no, nah, I'm just messing around.
No, I know. I feel you. But I got to keep it real. And you had a very good career. No
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah.
Definitely a career you could be proud of. Made an all-star team several years, 18-9,
yeah.
18-8, stuff
yeah.
like that. But
yeah.
I got you didn't have the career I expected. I thought you was going to be like Isaiah
no.
Thomas, you know. Pearl
yeah,
certainly didn't
yeah.
have that career.
Yeah.
Kenny Smith
yeah.
didn't. Like, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Stephon
yeah.
Marbury didn't. Like,
yeah.
these great New York City point guards, a lot of y'all didn't quite have the NBA career. Really good careers, but not quite
yeah.
what was expected. Why would you say that is?
Me, I started at 14 years old. So I was always a household name at, you know, at 14.
Right.
At 15, I played on the varsity for 4 years straight. Then I went to Georgia Tech. It was, you know, those were the best 6 years of my life. Then I wanted to take care of my mother, and by that, I wanted to make it to the NBA. I played in it for 14 years, but I made the All-Star team my second year. And I'll tell you the truth. It was just, after a while, I just got tired of it mentally.
Burned out.
The politics of it. I said, wow, I just got better. And then my documentary, Basketball is Easy, Life is Hard. You know, the Mr. Chibs documentary. That's my documentary. It's been out 5 years. But that was the main, you know, to me, I just got tired of it, man. It's a lot of politics. It just wasn't ball. College and high school, that was basketball for me.
That's a real answer.
You got
that's
a lot of guys.
Real, right.
Yeah, you got a lot of guys who won't admit that. I mean, it is hard. It will wear on you, especially from coming from that young and the weight of the world on your shoulders and the expectations.
Yep.
Man.
Does that make you worry? Because you see it more than us. Yeah. I mean, you're a college coach. You see these kids getting personal trainers.
Yep.
You know, it's a business for them at 10, 11 years old, if not younger. Do you worry about these kids getting burned out?
Oh, yeah. That's what happened to me. But, yes, definitely. You get burned out at an early age. You got to be a kid, man. You got to let a kid live and enjoy himself. And he knows what it is. He wants to become a pro basketball player. We got to work hard. And that's what I try to, you know, teach to my kids here at Fisk University. It's a small school, NAIA level. But I just try to give them real life lessons that I've learned.
And I bet they relate to it, don't they?
Yes. If you really want to make it, you have to work. You got to work your butt off. Academically, you got to be student athlete in college.
Right.
And then you could, maybe one day make it to the pros or make it overseas. Or I'm just a realist. And I tell you the real, who can make it and who can't.
Kenny, today's game is so much more geared toward point guard scoring a bunch of points, right, and putting up big numbers, more so than when you played. What do you think your career would be like? Like, if you played in today's NBA, where you didn't have to throw it into the post, right, to a big man,
buddy.
Like, how would you think
buddy,
it would
be dancing
play out?
I'll be dancing on them out there, shooting the three, going to the basket. The lane is all open.
Yes.
You know, when I played, it was all big. I had to drop it in, cut off them and things. I played with one of my best players ever, Derek Coleman. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't get the ball once, two, three times down the court, he was going to let you know. It's a different era, but the game, I love watching the games. I'm a big time Brooklyn Nets fan, Boston Celtics, and Portland Trailblazers. Those are the three teams that I got love for because they gave me the opportunity to go out and really play the game I love, and that's basketball. And I played for those three teams about 13 years, all three.
Now, what's your take? You mentioned the Nets. What's your take on the KD situation?
I'm not sure, but I want him to stay. And Kyrie got one more year. If I was the GM, I wouldn't listen to him. I'd just say, you're going to stay here. I wouldn't let them go. I wouldn't let them go. Period. I bring him in the office and I say, hey, you got to give it another shot. Because it's hard out here. It's hard out here, trading guys, especially if his caliber. He's one of the, if not the best player in the league. So it's going to take monumental to get him traded to a good team.
Right.
And he got 4 or 5 years left in his career of winning a championship. I don't know. I don't see him moving. I don't.
I'm with you. I hope they keep him because they really haven't given it a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
they've been
they in
too many injuries. So,
All right.
That's our man, Kenny Anderson.
Appreciate you, Kenny.
Good luck at Fisk. I know you've been there now, about 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years. But we've been, with the COVID situation, 3 years.
Okay.
I'm just trying to build a good program. I'll get it. I love it. I love it here at Fisk. And I'll get it, man.
That's great, man. Well, check out the documentary NYC Point Guards. It's available now on demand on Showtime. That's our man, Kenny Anderson. Great talking to you again, bro.
Yeah, same here, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Much love. Much love.
All right, Kenny. Peace. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam. It's in for Rob Parker. And we could spend our time here talking about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. It's just a hassle, a downright hassle. But when you do it with Discover, they make it easy for you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time of the day or night. I mean, talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms to apply. Ephraim, let's just talk about, we just talked with Kenny Anderson, and I know I kind of hogged a lot of the questions. I was excited.
You really did. I was like, and so get, but hey, Kenny, how about just, okay. I mean, it's your show, man. Look, I'm just a substitute, man. It's your show, all right? I'm not going to cut you off, all right? I'm going to let you just, you know, suck all the air out the room. It's cool.
I was like, yeah, I'm asking all these questions.
I ain't going for it tomorrow, though, so I'm just going to let you know it ain't going down tomorrow.
I hear you. But, you know, when I brought up that point, you were probably like, yeah. I mean, for all these great New York City point guards, Look, Stephon Marbury, Kenny Anderson, Kenny Smith. I'll throw in Eric Barkley, but obviously he wasn't, you know, on that level. Pearl Washington, Rafer Austin, Skip DeMilieu. The best.
God, Sham, right?
I would argue this, Ephraim. Since Tiny Archibald, the most accomplished New York City point guard is actually the least talented, and that would be Mark Jackson.
Yes.
I would argue Mark certainly maximized his career more than any of those guys. Didn't make an all-star team like a lot of them, but he probably had, like, if you look back, he probably had the best career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's arguable, but, you know, why do you think they didn't become what, you know,
the New York was brash. New York was cocky. And at the time, you know, the league wasn't really feeling that. You know what I mean? Like, New York point guards had energy. They were the end-all, be-all. These guys came up in a time where it was all about the bigs.
Right.
Right? You hit a little bit, you hit on a little bit of that with Kenny. It was all about the big men. Right? Who can we get these guys the ball in the best position?
Yep.
But New York got, they had swag. Right? They were really like, you know, it's about me. It's me, player. Break anybody down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Kenny Anderson's handle, like we talk about Kyrie all these guys. His handle, he had the ball on a string. Like, his handle was crazy. You remember him in college.
I remember what he did to Duke and Bobby Hurley and Grant Hill. What?
With Dennis Scott and Brian Oliver.
You want to talk about a clinic.
What?
He was crazy. But I think, too, and I think you're seeing this now, the New York kids have handle. A lot of them can't shoot. You brought up him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching him in the Chicago pre-draft camp. And he, as you know, handle was ridiculous. Passing ability was great. Could run a team. Couldn't shoot a lick. And in the Chicago pre-draft, they were literally like backing off of him so much. They were giving him open 12-footers. And he wouldn't shoot. Wouldn't shoot.
Yeah.
And I think that has been the downfall. That's one of the things of a lot of NYC point guard. Now, Kenny could shoot. Kenny had it all. He wasn't as big and you know, physical. I mean, he probably had to maybe get a little stronger. But he did have a really good career. A lot of years, he averaged 17, 18, and 8 or 9 assists. But Pearl was my biggest. Like, I loved Pearl in college, and he just didn't have a pro career to speak of at all.
Hardly. Even, you know, Sebastian Telfair.
Yeah, that's another one. That's a good one. You're right. Yeah, he, as you know, came out of high school.
High school.
I'll tell you this. When I went to see him play in high school, and they had, Calipari and Rick Pitino were in the crowd, it was up and down. It was up. It wasn't no running set offense. It was pressing, fast breaking the whole 32 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's different than, you know, you're going to play at the higher levels. But it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ephraim. Great job filling in, brother.
See you tomorrow. You are back
for more tomorrow. And talking smack, too. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.